Hello and welcome, everyone. This is Paige Estrotori, bringing you the weekly insurance news wrap on behalf of Financial Services Online. Here with me is a roundup of the crucial news updates from our industry, distilled for our audience here in Australia. For more information about personal and business insurance, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. Firstly, this week, questions arise over the federal government's decision to place a strategic pause on updates to the National Construction Code aimed to speed up housing developments. This action has caused a stir in the insurance industry. Housing Minister Claire O'Neill stresses the need for streamlined approvals, tackling the current housing shortage. However, insurers and the Insurance Council of Australia propose an alternate narrative. With concerns over a potential 4-year deferment, future building resilience may bear the consequences. Balancing rapid construction and safety, initiating policy consultations, and setting high resilience standards are key moves to address immediate and future housing needs. Transitioning to our next story, RACQ Insurance lands under the scrutiny of the Australian Financial Complaints Authority. After mismanaging a claim from a disabled woman for fire damages, AFCA directed RACQ to bump up its originally settled amount. The compensation was increased by 20%, included loss cover, and added compensations for claim mishandling, exhibiting an industry priority for claimant rights. On another case, the Australian Securities and Investments Commission highlighted several failures in the life insurance sector. Sales practice shortcomings, aggressive sales strategies, and an upsurge of claims disputes since 2018 are among the areas of concern. While industry leaders' proactive actions may affect the ASIC's enforcement decisions, increased regulatory oversight promises significant reforms in sales incentives. In a contrasting case, AFCA sided with IAG in a property policy dispute, ruling in favor of a $2,000 excess imposed after multiple claims from a single policyholder. A key takeaway from this ruling is the importance of policyholders to thoroughly review renewal terms. This decision may shape future discourse, urging both consumers and insurers toward improved communication and comprehensive understanding of policy terms. That sums up this week's key headlines. This is Paige Estrotori for Financial Services Online. Stay informed, stay safe, and remember, we're here to make insurance more accessible for all Australians.